dear friends in Christ Jesus, tonight is a night in which we come before the very cross of Jesus Christ to ponder this King that has gone before us, who has gave his life in order that we may have salvation. Throughout the past weeks, we have been talking about what this King has done, but even more importantly, what we have done to the King. One of the greatest promises that is made by Jesus is that we will never be forsaken. For those who have faith in him, he will always be there. But yet this night of crucifixion really allows us to reflect back. We've heard many stories, or maybe I should say truths, of the people of Israel. That even in the midst, in the depths of their greatest despair, God was always there. God was always there to take care of his people. Sure, there were times when they felt alone. There were times when the people of Israel thought that God had forsaken them. There were times in which life was difficult. Life was hard. For 430 years, the people of Israel struggled at the hands of the Egyptians. And they cried out to God, and he heard their prayers. He reassured them during that time that there would be one to come and save them, to bring salvation to them, to free their nation. And he did exactly that. He never forsook them. He was always present and always there. And in the midst of their trouble, in the midst of their cries, he sent that Savior. He sent one of his servants, Noah, or maybe I should say Moses, to free them. And it was there that he promised them once again, I will never forsake you. And he has spoke those words to every prophet and through every disciple that's been on this earth. There was another king that found himself in despair, found himself facing enemies, those who would seek to kill him. And yes, as most humans do, we look into ourselves and we see that we don't have the strength. And that king looked into himself and saw that in him there was no hope. But yet, he turned his attention to God and he sang some of the greatest songs of hope we could ever imagine. Songs of hope that live in our lives today and remind us that Jesus is ever active in our lives. So that when we face those times of difficulty, those times of desperation, those times of despair, that we can remember that we have a Savior that has made a promise, I will never forsake you. When we're going through the greatest struggles in our lives, when it seems that God is distant, he is there hearing our prayers. He is there with his promise. When we ourselves face death, or maybe the death of a loved one, who is it that brings us comfort? But it's Jesus Christ himself. You see, the greatest promise for each one of us is that we will never face anything without Jesus at our side. The promise was made by his blood. It was made for all ages. Because there was a king. There was a king that was forsaken, that took upon that separation, that despair that comes from not having God on his side. But yet it was a king that didn't deserve it. It was a king that was righteous, that was holy. He was the very Son of God. And you can imagine what Jesus thought as he looked at that upper room on Monday, Thursday, as he stood there before Pilate, as he saw the Jewish people who had just a few days earlier welcomed him in with parades. He saw the anger in their eyes. He saw the sin as it flowed out. It's that same sin that placed him on the cross. But the thing is that we're not innocent of that either. And what tonight is about is really looking at that king. For even though it was the Romans who took and raised that king up upon a cross, it was our sin that placed him there. Certainly it is the big ones. It is the small ones as well. And Jesus, our King, see him hang on that cross. Look at his eyes. Look at his pain. For it was on that cross that he took the very iniquity of our sin. Sin that made us as dark as crimson. And he placed that sin upon him. And you can imagine the weight of all the sins of all those who he loved, of the entire world. And he hung there. Look in his eyes. But yet there was a point on the cross when the real true pain of the cross, the pain that each one of us will be spared, is when he lifted his head up to heaven and he cried out those words, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? You see, that's the true pain of sin, is being separated from God, no longer being under the promise that he made from the time that Adam and Eve had fallen in the garden, no longer being in the promise of the Israelites in Egypt, no longer being under the promise of King David and Moses and Noah, no longer being under the promises to the disciples. And he took that separation on because on that cross, he experienced what true death was about. And that was being separated from his heavenly Father. And rather than seeking revenge upon us and those people he looked at from that cross, he only saw them with compassion. And that's exactly why he went, so that the scriptures may be fulfilled and the promises that he made in the scriptures would be fulfilled. That in our lives we would never know the true punishment of sin. That we would truly never know the desperation. So that we would never know a day without hope. And that's what this night is about. It was the night in which we placed our Savior, the King, on the cross. But yet he willingly went in order to keep his promises for us. That's what the night is. But yet let us ponder upon what it meant. Let us ponder upon the pain and the anguish, the scorning, the humiliation. For he died a death of a criminal in order to make us righteous. So let this be a night in which we ponder those thoughts of the gospel for us to remember. We'll find out in a few short days. But as of tonight, to be continued. Sunday morning, we'll hear what happens. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.